This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
In other news... Are we allowed to talk about things other than Taylor Swift today?
Oh, I guess. Sorry, I was just reading Taylor Swift news.
Oh my God. Tiak brought something that's probably one of the more controversial stories of our time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will Smith, not a good guy.
No. Well, He also slapped whoever on the Chris Rock. That one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the goats of comedy.
I know.
Has been slapped in the face by him. And now he thinks it's over. Did he ever apologize? I don't think he did.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know that he ever really did. I don't know. And then it was also weird because remember right after he slapped that, whatever year that was, then like he got a standing ovation like 20 minutes later because he won some award and everyone...
He won Best Actor.
I forgot about that.
No, like in any other world, you hit somebody, you're removed from the premises.
Right.
Yeah.
Let alone he got to stay... win an award and get a standing ovation. Yeah. The optics were like the worst. And then they're like, well, you're banned for like 10 years. It's like, but you still gave him the award.
Yeah, I got the one. I got my award now. Okay. It's not really a punishment if you still give it. Yeah.
I'm trying to find any sort of
apology.
Crowd footage.
Oh.
Like
of
real
Will Smith
life.
Ever.
Of Will Smith?
Yes.
Can I be honest? What?
I don't know. Can you?
So he's going on tour?
He's currently in Europe touring.
Has he ever had a great hit?
Welcome to Miami.
Getting jiggy with it?
Okay. Wild West?
Wild West, absolutely. I'm actually with you
getting
on that one.
Jiggy also.
But weren't those huge. Like 40 years ago?
So what? Like our Backstreet Boys on tour?
Oh, and it's embarrassing.
No, it's not. They have a Vegas residency.
I know. I find it a little... Have you seen the like Mount Rushmore thing that they did?
No.
Okay. No.
That's another story for another time.
No,
but
obviously it's not.
They're frozen and they're in a mountain and they're like singing on the sphere level. And every time.
I don't think you understand... T-Hack's devotion to boy bands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you
love the Backstreet Boys?
You are.
And NSYNC.
You are in very dangerous territory. So you need to look at him and apologize and say that the Backstreet Boys are legendary.
I was always an NSYNC girl. Mm.
Whose pictures are on there? Is it Brian Luttrell? Is it AJ McLean? Is it Howie DeLong?
All of them.
Howie DeRoe, excuse me. Nick Carter.
What is. Okay.
How dare you?
Okay. We haven't even really said what he did. Basically, Will Smith put out a sizzle reel. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think because he's like trying to relaunch, kind of like, I'm back. He's got new music out, so he's kind of been working that a little bit, which is his...
new music!
Yeah, his music was never his strong suit. I'll say that. He was never like leading as a rapper. Yeah. He always
but is
like,
his acting that great?
It was at one point.
Yeah, it became
I
really
Legend.
Good.
That was a good movie. That was a zombie one, right?
Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness. That's actually what I was thinking of.
Okay. Yeah. I Am Legend is the zombie one.
He's not, I don't know. Hitch.
Hitch was amazing.
Okay.
But his music? No, what are we doing?
Yeah, and now, so he's putting back, he had like a famous, he went at it with Eminem when Eminem first came out because they were rappers at the same time and Will Smith was clean. He never cussed. That's why Eminem says in his song, Will Smith doesn't have to cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do. So,
you know a lot about him too.
Yeah, that's the line. But yeah.
Okay.
So he's back. He put out the sizzle reel and there's a lot of packed crowds, like arena size crowds.
With very positive signs for him.
Yes, yeah. Like,
you saved my life.
Uh-huh. This song saved me from cancer, one of them says. Like, you changed my life.
By the way, can a song do that? Or
yes.
You could listen directly.
Yeah. We have listened to you and your Taylor Swift stuff, okay? It is time for you to let the men talk.
No.
Okay, I didn't actually mean it. I just wanted to see what happened to your face when I said it. Wow.
I'll let T-Hack continue. Okay.
He put out a sizzle reel of all these packed crowds, and people watched it and went, this crowd is AI.
It's not real.
Like, clearly AI. And then people were just screen grabbing different moments, and the crowd's all,
they're like aliens.
Yeah, yeah, they're not formed right.
Correct. So does that mean that even the signs are fake?
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing is fake. Like, but did he pull some footage from some?
That's
somebody
what I was looking for.
Maybe
I couldn't
pull
find
up a thing.
A lot of crowd footage.
And in one in particular with the sign, the person holding it, their face is not a face. So, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.